Symantec has just released a comprehensive report on families and the internet, and on the line to chat about its contents is internet safety advocate Michelle Thompson. G'day, Michelle.
Hello.
Now, Michelle, this report, what was the main purpose of it? It's called the Norton Online Family Report.
Well, the main purpose, this is actually our third year running with the report.
Okay.
And we believe it's our job to keep people safe, like, and to educate them about the exposure to online risks.
Yes.
And we're here to actually offer advice and solutions on how to stay safe online.
Okay, now the report goes into some detail on how much time kids are spending online and what they're doing. So what are some of the main findings there?
Approximately here in Australia, about 11 hours per week, and that was actually the global average as well.
Really?
That children are online, yes. So, but the good thing that came out of it, even though it's 11 hours, it sounds a lot, the second biggest thing that our children actually are doing online when they get home is actually schoolwork.
Oh, what's their number one?
Number one is playing games.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, of course, I think the greatest fear for parents is what kids may encounter when online, maybe when they're not doing things other than their homework. But according to the Online Family Report, not much more than 50% always know what their kids are looking at. So who's in control there and what are some of the other statistics?
Look, there was definitely, there's what we found, the three main focuses that came out of the report was the gaps between what parents think and know what their children are doing compared to what the children are actually doing.
Right.
The emotional impact on children on some of the things that they do encounter online, and as well the codes of conduct. So in regard to the gap, yes, the children may encounter definitely different things that will emotionally impact them. Some are lighthearted and it's not as bad. They've downloaded a game which either, you know, put a piece of malware or a bot on their machine and okay. They feel guilty about that. A little bit of, you know, oh my goodness, what parents are going to say. They didn't realise I was downloading a game. Or then unfortunately they might encounter, you know, nudity that they weren't anticipating. So there's different things that they're looking at and they'll feel that way, but and parents might not know, but the big thing that we found, which was a great statistic that came through, that the number one person that the child would go to if something inappropriate or, you know, they felt uncomfortable with that happened to them online, they would turn to their parent or guardian. So that is a really great find that we found.
So we're finding that more kids are likely to speak up about their online experience now than maybe previously just keeping it to themselves?
Definitely. And of course, you know, things like this report and speaking to you, it's about education. So obviously we know that schools are definitely trying to do, you know, whenever, you know, from anything that's happening to a child online, to say you need to speak to an adult about this and someone that they feel comfortable and they can actually turn to, and that's why they're definitely going to their parents, and that's definitely a global statistic. One of the best things that came out of the report too for Australian parents is that we're actually leading the way globally. 78% of parents are actually having the talk, you know, setting the rules of what their children should do and shouldn't do online. The global average was 66%, so we're definitely leading the way there. So that's a good thing that has come out, that knowing that parents want to know what their child's activities, what they're doing, what their online life is actually all about.
So all of these years we've spent telling parents to lay down the law when it comes to online rules is paying off. But there's also some talk in the report here about kids coming up with their own code about what is right and wrong online.
Yes, that was definitely another gap that we found, that a lot of children don't think that their parents understand or have no idea what they're doing online, and they understand it. Children have actually grown up with the internet. Unlike myself, Andy, I actually didn't have a computer. Actually didn't encounter a computer till, you know, my working life.
Right.
So now children, it's part of their everyday life. It's part of, you know, getting up and having breakfast. You know, it's at home, it's at school. So they're actually, you know, some children, I'm not saying all, definitely some children are a little bit more savvy and probably understand it. And because it's, you know, more and more education is coming out on what they should and shouldn't do, that's why they feel that they can set their own rules and understand. And unfortunately, some parents, even though, as I said just earlier, that Australian parents are leading the way in actually having the talk and setting the rule, sometimes it's not a one-off talk. It has to be ongoing. And some of the rules children are finding are a bit out of date. So as the internet changes and as the children grow too with what they're doing online, you have to then set new rules and, you know, keep up the talk constantly.
That's the nature of talking to your kids, though, because, Michelle, when was the last time you told your teenagers to do something and you haven't had to tell them again?
That's why it's constant, and that's exactly one of the things. And as a mum, I have two children, two teenage children, and it's a constant thing. And just because your child is on the computer, and let's say you don't know as much as they do, doesn't mean you have to stop being a parent. Parenting is the same as in real life as it is online. So you can still say, no, only 2 hours on the computer. No, don't go here. Or suggest to them, but just keep up to date. But, you know, it's not the be-all and end-all, and that's why we also suggest that you should actually install a good parenting tool as well.
Okay, now obviously you're more knowledgeable now on computers and the internet. Is the trend going that way? Because a few years ago it did seem that kids knew a lot more than a certain generation of parents.
Definitely. I think now that most houses, well, you know, a good majority of houses have a computer, parents are trying to understand for those who aren't in a working environment that have computers, so they're not as savvy. But I think parents are wanting to know. And as long as the want is there, that the parents are trying to educate themselves. But it's mainly about communication between the child and the parent. Even if the parent doesn't have an idea and they don't understand and they feel uncomfortable, you can actually still keep up a dialogue and communication. Like, just like being interested in their real life, you know, who your friends are, what's your favourite movie. It's the same thing. It's just talking about what websites are you going to, what are you doing now, or haven't you finished that history assignment. So it's about communication and dialogue.
Okay, Michelle, where could listeners go to perhaps read the report and for, you know, tips and advice on family and the internet?
Well, one of the things that we actually have is the fantastic, as I said, tool that we have, a parental control tool. It is actually a free service,
right,
which is fantastic, and it's onlinefamily.norton.com. This is an actual product that can actually help you assist you in talking to your child and having that open dialogue. You'll know where they're going. You can actually set rules of, oh, they're only allowed on the internet, you know, an hour and a half each day or whatever. It's very easy to use, but it is a great communication tool. And you can set rules together. You can talk to your child and say, look, what do you think? You know, as they get older, they'll probably need more if they're, you know, in high school and especially in a HSC year. Or if the younger ones, you can actually block sites. So it is a great tool because it's not only setting rules verbally, as we said, it's like anything, empowering your child, you're setting some rules and boundaries, but as well having a tool to assist you in working with the children.
Awesome. Michelle Thompson, thanks for your time.
Not a problem.